Let's read a few verses from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 1.
让我们读几节的圣经，是保罗写信给罗马的信徒，圣徒，罗马书第一章。
Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God, which he promised before through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead, through whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom you also are the called of Jesus Christ. To all who are in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
罗马书第一章第一节到第七节，耶稣基督的仆人保罗，奉召为使徒，特派传神的福音。这福音是神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的，论到他儿子我主耶稣基督，按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的，按圣上的灵说应从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。我们从他受了恩惠并使徒的职分，在万国之中叫人为他的名信服正道，其中也有你们这蒙召属耶稣基督的人。我写信给你们在罗马为神所爱奉召做圣徒的众人，愿恩惠平安从我们的父神并主耶稣基督归于你们。
First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making request if, by some means, now at last I may find a way in the will of God to come to you. For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift, so that you may be established. That is, that I may be encouraged together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me.
第八节，第一，我靠着耶稣基督为你们众人感谢我的神，因你们的信德传遍了天下。我在他儿子福音上用心灵所侍奉的神，可以见证我怎样不住地提到你们，在祷告之间常常恳求，或者照神的旨意终能得平坦的道路往你们那里去。因为我切切地想见你们，要把些属灵的恩赐分给你们，使你们可以坚固，这样我在你们中间因你与我彼此的信心，就可以同得安慰。
Now I do not want you to be unaware, brethren, that I often planned to come to you, but was hindered until now, that I might have some fruit among you also, just as among the other Gentiles. I am a debtor both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to wise and to unwise. So as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道，我屡次定意往你们那里去，要在你们中间得些果子，如同在其余的外邦人中一样。只是到如今仍有阻隔，不论是希利尼人、化外人、聪明人、愚拙人，我都欠他们的债。所以情愿尽我的力量，将福音也传给你们在罗马的人。我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来， 这义是本于信，以至于信。如经上记所记，义人必因信得生。
The Father, we ask as we open the scripture together that our time would not be lost to us or to you.
主，我们求你，当我们的父，我们打开你的话语的时候，来读的时候，我们求你的话语在我们中间不会这样就失去。
We ask, Lord, for that anointing upon us for speaking and for translating and for hearing your word and for fellowshipping in this word.
主，我们求你的话留在我们里头，以致你现在求你就高摸，无论是讲的、翻的、听的，以致我们都能够领受你自己的话语。
Without you, we can do nothing.
离开你主啊，我们不能做什么。
We can receive nothing.
我们不能够收到、接到什么。
And we ask, Lord, that every heart would be open to you.
我们求你，我们每一个心灵现在都是向你打开的。
That those among us who have not yet found salvation might open their hearts to you.
那些今天仍旧没有找到救恩的，让他们的心向你也是敞开的。
That those among us who are dull in the spirit might find life and encouragement.
那些在我们中间沉闷的，我们今天再次在你里面找到生命。
And that we all might be fed through the Spirit and your word.
以致我们每一个人都能够接着圣灵和你的话，我们都得喂饱。
And we ask this in the name, the faithful and wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们所祷告是奉着我们信实的神，我们宝贵主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. So, we've read the introduction of Paul's letter to the Romans.
我们刚刚是读到保罗写信给罗马信徒的一个开头。
And most of us know that the letter that follows is a fairly rich letter.
我们知道他所写这一封信呢是很丰富的一封信。
Paul has a great deal on his heart that he longs to share.
在保罗心里头，他有个很多很强的一个负担要跟他们分享。
And we obviously we can't talk about all of it, or we'd be here for a long time.
当然，我们不能够把它完全讲完，否则我们要坐在这里坐很久了。
But we focus on one small part.
但是我们把焦点放在一个小部分里头。
And that is verse 16 and verse 17.
就是16节跟17节。
Paul says he is not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
保罗说他不以福音为耻。
Because it is the power of God.To salvation.
因为这个福音是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
Now, when Paul says the gospel, what does he mean?
当保罗讲到这个福音，究竟它是什么意思呢？
Now, some of us have an idea that the gospel is that message that you give to those who are not yet saved.
是不是这个福音，我们本来跟那些没有信主的人所传的福音呢？
Paul's idea is bigger than that.
保罗所指的是比这个更大。
Because when he's writing to the Romans, he says, your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world.
因为当他写信给罗马信徒的时候，他就说，你们的信心是传遍天下的。
But he says, I'm going to come and declare the gospel to you.
但是我要来到你们中间，把福音传给你们听。
So do they need the gospel?
是不是他们仍旧需要福音呢？
You almost said no.
你差不多要说不了。
No, they do need the gospel.
他们真的需要福音。
They need to hear all of the glad tidings concerning the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们需要听见所有有关主耶稣基督那个美好的信息。
The gospel is something very, very glorious.
这个福音是一些非常非常荣耀的福音。
And we never tire of these glad tidings.
我们从来不会疲倦去听这个福音。
It is not simply the word of the beginning.
不单只是开始的话。
It is not simply the message for the lost.
也不单只是对那些失落的人的一个信息。
It is the message for the lost.
是，这个福音是给失落的人信息。
But it's also the message for the church.
但是这个福音也是给教会的信息。
It is the whole heart of God.
这是神的心里头所有的心。
It is the work of God.
这是神要做的工作。
It is the plan of God.
是神的计划。
And it is focused and concerns the Lord Jesus.
都是关乎于焦点于主耶稣基督的。
Now do you need the gospel?
那么你需要福音吗?
Change your mind.
你要改变你的思想。
We need the gospel.
我们现在需要这个福音。
What do you have if you do not have the gospel?
如果你没有福音，你有什么呢?
What do you know if you do not know the gospel?
如果你不认识福音，你可以认识其他什么吗？
What will keep you to eternity if you do not have the gospel?
什么叫你能够传到永恒，如果你没有福音呢？
We need this word.
我们需要这个话。
And Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
保罗说我不以福音为耻。
Because it is the power of God to salvation.
因为这个福音是神的大能要救一切相信的。
Now these verses are like the junction of many roads.
这一节好像是很多道路的一个相交点。
From here we could go in many directions.
从这一点里头我们能够去不同的方向。
It's very rich.
是很丰富的。
What can we say?
我们能够讲什么呢?
Well, the first thing is Paul says he's not ashamed of this gospel.
首先保罗说他不以福音为耻。
Now this is something important.
这个是一些很重要的事情。
Now we have an enemy.
我们有一个仇敌的。
We have an enemy and he is working.
我们有一个仇敌，并且这个仇敌是正在工作的。
Now Paul says that the gospel is the power of God to salvation.
保罗说这个福音是神的大能要救一切相信的。
Now what do you think our enemy thinks of that?
那么你想想我们的仇敌他怎样想这个事情呢？
He understands that, perhaps better than we do.
他明白这个很可能是比我们明白更深。
So he will work on many fronts, but on one front on which he will work itis this, he will work against the gospel.
他要在很多前线上面工作，其中要前线都，他就是在福音上，他要工作。
He will try to, I was going to say emasculate, but he's going to try and rip the guts out of the gospel.
他就是要把这个福音啊，最关键的地方完全除掉。
He wants to get this gospel and take out of it everything that is of value and that is of power.
他要从这个福音里头所有最宝贵的、最有权力、能力的东西，都把它用他的撒旦用他的能力要出去。
And then leave us with something which is like a half a glass of warm milk.
留下来就好像半杯的暖的牛奶。
Do you understand?
你明白吗？
Now do you think that is happening?
你觉得你想想看是不是现在就是这样呢?
It certainly is happening.
肯定就是这样。
He has been working over generations.
他是一个世代一个世代怎样工作?
To take out of the mouths of the children of God the gospel.
要从信徒的口中把福音最关键的挪去。
Oh, you say, but we still preach the gospel.
那么你说我们仍旧传福音啊?
Well, in so many places, there is much preaching.
在很多地方有很多传讲啊。
But little gospel.
但是很多传讲里头只有一点点的福音。
You know, we'll preach the gospel.
你知道我们是传福音。
But we don't want to talk about sin.
但是我们不想提到罪。
Because that offends people.
因为这个会得罪人的。
People don't like that.
人不喜欢这个。
You know, if you feel guilty, that's a sickness that you need to be healed from.
如果你有罪疚感呢，你是要从这个病里头的医治的。
I heard a very well-known preacher the other day.
我听过一个很出名的传道人。
And he's preaching to a large number of people.
他就向很多人传讲了。
And he said to the people, "We are all sinners."
然后他跟人说，我们都是罪人。
And then straight away he said, "Now I know that that's a controversial statement."
然后他立刻就说，我知道这一句话是很充满那个争议的。
He's going to apologize for that.
他可能好像要去道歉一样了。
This part of the gospel has been taken away.
这一部分的福音要已经把被人把它挪去了。
In so many places.
在这么多的地方。
But I wonder, what about here?
但是我就想在这里是怎样。
What about our own understanding?
我们自己的领会是怎样呢？
Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
保罗说我不以福音为耻。
Because it is the power of God unto salvation.
因为福音本是神的大能要救一切相信的。
Unto salvation.
要救一切相信的。
Now I would go and ask those people that I just referred to,
我就要跟那些我所指的人来谈谈了。
What is your gospel unto?
你的福音是救到哪里呢？
Is your gospel to salvation?
这个福音是救到哪个救恩里头？
Salvation from what?
这个救恩是从哪里被拯救到这个福音呢？
For many people, the gospel is a message of how to get your life good.
对很多人来讲，这个福音就是说怎样把你的生活弄得更好。
Do you want to have a happy marriage?
你要得做一个很幸福的婚姻吗？
Invite Jesus into your life.
就邀请主耶稣进到你生命里头吧。
Do you want to have a peaceful life?
你要得做一个平安的生命吗？
Do you want to know how to bring up your children?
你要知道怎样把孩子带起来吗？
Do you want to be successful?
你要成功吗？
Have no trouble.
你要没有麻烦，没有烦恼吗？
Invite Jesus into your life.
就邀请耶稣到你生命里头。
Now that might sound like the gospel.
这个好像是福音。
But that's not the gospel.
但是这个并不是福音。
Because the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is unto salvation.
因为主耶稣的福音要把我们救到救恩里头的。
Salvation from what?
从什么救到救恩呢？
Salvation from sin.
是从罪。
What is the issue?
问题是什么呢？
What is the problem?
那个难处是什么呢？
What is the problem with humanity?
人类的问题是什么呢？
Oh, there are many answers to that question.
对这个问题有很多不同的答案。
But there's one answer that's come from heaven.
但是有一个答案是从天上而来的。
And that is that the problem is our sin.
这个问题难处就是我们的罪。
What is our sin?
我们的罪是什么呢？
Our sin is our rejection of God.
我们的罪就是我们拒绝神。
Our sin is our love of ourselves.
我们的罪就是我们爱我们自己。
Our sin is that we place ourselves in the place of God.
我们的罪就是我们把自己放在神的位置上面。
And we love to have it so.
我们喜欢这样。
And if we don't put ourselves in the place of God,
如果我们没有把自己放在神的位置上，
then we'll put some other man in the place of God.
我们就会把其他人放在我们的神的位置上。
Or we'll put some idea in the place of God.
或者我们把不同的思想想法放在神的位置上。
Something, but not him.
就是一些东西，但是不是神自己。
We refuse him.
我们拒绝神。
We despise him.
我们轻视神。
We reject him.
我们拒绝神。
I was talking to a friend at work.
我就跟我工作的地方一个人谈。
And we were talking about the staff that worked for this man. He was a manager.
这个人是个经理，我们就谈到他的下属。
And I said to him, "Oh yes, but your staff is obedient, aren't they?"
我就说是啊，但是你的下属对你是不是很顺从啊？
He said, "Oh." He said, "I haven't heard that word for such a long time."
但是他说啊，我没有听见顺服这个字，没有听见很久了。
He said the nuns used to say that when I was a little boy, you're very disobedient.
那些修女呢，就是常常说对小孩子说，对我说，你是个很不顺服的小孩子。
But this idea of obedience is gone.
这个顺服啊的概念已经跑掉了。
An obligation to obey.
这个对顺服你必须去顺服的东西。
To obey God.
我们说顺服神。
Is that okay with you?
你听见对你来讲有没有问题？
Do you rejoice in that?
你会不会对这个很喜乐呢？
Do you say my delight is to obey him?
你是不是说我很喜欢顺服神的？
My joy is not my own will but his.
我的喜乐不是我自己的想法，是神的旨意。
No, that does not come naturally.
这个不是很天然很自然你的想法。
We fear him.
我们惧怕他。
We fear to obey him.
我们怕去顺服神。
We do not believe in his love.
我们不相信他的爱。
We do not believe in his wisdom.
我们不相信他的智慧。
We fear, we hold back, we make excuses.
我们惧怕我们退缩我们把很多做借口。
But the gospel is about salvation.
但是福音是关乎救恩的。
It is about the deliverance from sin.
是从罪里头被拯救出来的。
And much, much more than that.
并且比这个更大更大。
You know, in the Old Testament, we had the picture of Israel.
你知道在旧约我们有以色列人的那个图画。
And we saw Israel was slaves in Egypt.
我们看见以色列当时是在埃及为奴的。
And they were groaning in their slavery.
他们在为奴之地很哀哀痛的哀伤的。
They were very unhappy.
他们非常的不开心。
And they said, "Oh, that we could be delivered from our slavery."
他们就很想说，从这个为奴的位置被拯救出来。
And then God sent them a deliverer.
然后神差遣一个拯救者。
And Moses came and set them free.
那么摩西来了，拯救他们。
And when they got to the other side of the Red Sea,
当他们来到红海另外一边的时候，
and they were completely set free from Egypt.
他们就完全从埃及地被释放出来了。
And all those who oppressed them were destroyed.
那些压迫他们的人都被毁灭了。
They were dancing and they were singing.
那么他们就很开心唱歌跳舞呢。
They brought out the tambourines.
他们就带了很多乐器。
They were rejoicing. They were very happy.
他们很开心。
God had delivered them.
神已经拯救他们了。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Like you.
好像你一样。
No hallelujah.
没有 hallelujah.
But that was not the end of their journey.
但是这个不是他们旅途的最终极。
Their journey had only just begun.
他们的旅程正在开始。
Because God had promised them an exceedingly good land.
因为神应许他们一个非常美好的地。
A land that flowed with milk and honey.
一个牛奶与蜜之地。
Now you may be rejoicing.
你可能是很喜乐，
because your sins are forgiven.
因为你的罪被赦免了。
Are you?
是不是呢？
Some of you are.
你们有一些人点头是。
Rejoicing because your sins are forgiven. Hallelujah.
你们很开心很喜乐，因为你的罪被赦免了。Hallelujah.
But what about the journey?
但是那个旅程是怎样呢？
Are you rejoicing because of the journey that God has called you on?
你有没有为着神呼召你搭上这个旅程而来感谢主呢？
Are you seeing that exceedingly good land?
你看见这个非常美好之地？
Do you know that you're called to a land that flows with milk and honey?
你知不知道你已经被呼召要进到这个牛奶与蜜之地呢？
Does it thrill your heart?
这个会不会激动你的心呢？
Now that is a picture of salvation.
这个是救恩的一个图画。
Only a picture.
只是个图画。
But you can see it's much fuller than coming out of Egypt.
但是你看就是比起离开埃及这个事情更丰满的。
So here we have the glad tidings.
是我们在这里有个福音。
Now if you were going to go to the Egyptians.
如果你去埃及人那里。
And you said, I have for you glad tidings.
我们对你有一个好的信息。
What would you say to them?
你对他们说什么呢？
Would you say,
你会这样说呢？
Here are the glad tidings.
这就是那个好消息。
God is going to set you free from slavery.
神要把你从做奴隶的光景释放出来。
Would that be the glad tidings?
这个是不是你要向他们所说的好消息呢？
Well, that would be good.
这是好啊。
But a wise man might say,
但是一个智慧的人他可能说，
Well, we want to be set free.
是我们需要我们想被的释放。
But then what?
但是然后怎样呢？
Would you have glad tidings for that man?
你对这个人有一个好消息吗？
Oh yes.
是的。
After we have been set free.
当我们被释放的时候，
The Lord will bring us into an exceedingly good land.
神要把他们带到一个非常美好之地。
Where we shall lack nothing.
在那个地方我们欠缺什么东西都不欠缺。
And would that be the end of your message?
这不是，是不是你的最后的信息的部分呢？
No, it wouldn't be.
不是的。
Because the Lord said, when he brings them into that exceedingly good land,
因为神说当他要带他们到这个非常美好之地之后，
he would dwell amongst them.
神要自己住在他们中间。
And his glory would be known amongst them.
并且这个荣耀要被在他们所认识。
Now we're getting some glad tidings here.
我们现在得做一个好消息了。
We have a very full message.
我们有一个很丰满的信息了。
This is the gospel.
这是福音。
This is the calling of God.
这是神的呼召。
And Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
保罗说我不以福音为耻。
For it is the power of God unto salvation.
因为这个福音是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
Now this is the reality.
这就是那个实际。
We don't have to apologize for anything that the Lord has said.
我们不需要为主所讲过所有的话，任何的一句话去道歉的。
We don't have to apologize or be ashamed of anything that the Lord has taught.
我们不需要为主所教导我们没任何的东西 去感觉遗憾或者要道歉。
Because all that he has said and all that he has taught is this gospel, and it is this is the power of God to salvation.
因为他所说的，他所教导的，都是关乎这一个大能的福音，要救一切相信的。
You can't pull apart the gospel.
你不能够把福音解体的。
Now sometimes we eat a chicken.
有时候我们吃那个鸡。
And sometimes when we cut up the chicken, somebody says, oh, can you give me this bit? I like this bit.
有时候我们吃鸡的时候呢，把它切开的时候，有人说，我喜欢鸡的这一部分，请你给我。
And somebody else goes straight for the other bit that they like most.
有一些人喜欢鸡的另外一部分，他们最喜欢的。
So we chop up the chicken and everybody has their bit.
那么我们把鸡切成不同的部分，给不同的人享受。
But you can't do that to the gospel.
但是对福音呢，你不能够这样做。只有一个福音。
And you can't pull out one bit and say, well, I rather like this bit.
你不能够从这个整传的福音抽出一部分说你我只喜欢这个
But I don't like that bit.
我不喜欢另外一部分
Would people do that?
人能不能够这样做呢
And they think after they've chopped up the chicken
当他们把鸡切开之后
That they've still got a living chicken?
他人就得做一个活的鸡吗
I don't think so.
我想不是
When you chop up the gospel
如果你把这个福音分隔了
When you pick and choose
当你要选择挑选的时候
say, well, I'm not comfortable with that part
我觉得我对这部分不是很舒服
I don't understand that part
我不明白这一部分
Oh, but I really like this part
但是我很喜欢这部分
You don't have the gospel
那么你就没有福音了
The power of God to salvation is in this whole gospel
大能的神的大能是在整个福音里头的
So we could, if we had a whiteboard,
如果我们有一个白板
we could write in the middle of the whiteboard the gospel.
我们在这个白板中间，我们能够写福音
And then we could draw lines off like a star.
然后我们从这个字四周能够写不同的线
And we could say the gospel concerning sin.
我们能够说这个福音关乎罪的那一部分
The gospel and assurance.
那个福音关乎确据那部分。
The gospel and election.
那个福音关乎被拣选的部分。
Many things we could write, drawing off from the gospel.
我们能够从这个整传的福音能够指向不同的东西。
But when we'd finished.
但是当我们讲指完以后。
And when we stood back and looked at our whiteboard.
让我们再看看这个白板。
You know what we'd do?
你知道我们做什么吗
We'd look at it and say, no.
我们说不是很好啊。
And we'd get the rubber.
然后我们把我们一个布。
And we'd go to the middle of the whiteboard where we wrote the gospel.
然后我们在那个白板中间那个福音的位置。
And we'd rub it out.
然后我们把福音这个字擦掉了。
And we'd take our pen.
然后拿着一支笔。
And we would write,Christ.
然后把基督画上去。
Everything concerns him.
每一件事情都是关乎他的。
It is the gospel of Christ.
是基督的福音。
And everything concerns him.
每一件事情都是关乎他的。
That's why you can't chop it up.
就是为这个缘故，你不能够把福音分割。
That's why you can't pick and choose.
以致你不能够挑选的。
That's why you have no need to be ashamed.
所以你不需要感觉羞耻的。
That's why there is no need for an apology.
所以不需要道歉的。
It is Christ.
是基督啊。
He is the gospel.
他就是福音。
And everything concerns him.
并且每一件关乎他的事情。
Now Paul said he is not ashamed of the gospel.
保罗说我不以福音为耻。
Because it is the power of God.
因为福音就是神的大能。
Unto salvation.
要救一切相信的。
What a wonderful thing.
是多么奇妙美好的事。
The power of God.
神的大能。
The only power of God unto salvation.
就是要救一切相信的就是这个神的大能。
Now there is much power in the world.
在世界上有很多能力的。
We have the power of nature.
我们有大自然的能力。
You know, we hear a thunderstorm or we feel the ground shake.
你知道我们听见雷光的时候呢，我们感觉地是震的。
This is the power of nature.
这是大自然的能力。
And then there's human power.
并且有人类的能力。
Usually brutal and cruel.
很多时候都是很残忍的，都是很冷酷的。
That's another sort of power.
这是另外一种的能力。
But here we have the power of God.
但现在我们这里有神的大能。
What should we say about the power of God?
对神的大能我们要讲什么呢？
Well, the first thing is that it is irresistible.
首先它是不可抗拒的。
If God wills to do something, there is no power that can prevent him doing what he will.
如果神要做一件事情的时候呢，就没有其他什么的能力能够抗拒。
Here is the greatest power in the universe.
它是在宇宙里头最大的能力。
The power of God.
神的大能。
And in this gospel,
在这个福音里头
is the power of God.
是有神的大能。
What else can we say about the power of God?
我们再能够说神的大能其他东西吗？
The power of God is perfectly blended with wisdom.
神的大能是跟智慧是完全结合在一起的。
It is not a brutal sort of crashing through power.
不是一些很就是很大很大的力量而已。
But it's power with great wisdom.
乃是带着充满着智慧的大能。
What a glorious thing.
这是多么荣耀的事。
One more thing.
再多一件。
This power of God is perfectly blended with purpose.
这个神的大能是跟他的旨意是结合在一起的。
God's power is not random.
神的大能不是随机的，随便的。
But his power accomplishes his purposes.
他的大能是要成就他的旨意的。
His purposes are accomplished with great wisdom.
他的旨意要借助智慧来成就的。
His purposes are accomplished with great knowledge.
他的旨意要借助知识来成就的。
So what does that mean for you?
对你来讲是什么意思呢?
It means in the gospel, there is the means to bring you through every difficulty and through every obstacle.Unto salvation.
就是在福音里头有一条路要把你带过许多的艰难难处带到完备的福音那里。
Now you want salvation.
你要得着这个福音。
You want the fullness of all that the Lord has for you.
你要得着神要给你丰满的恩赐。
Do you?
是吗?
I'm assuming you do.
我相信你要。
You have come here this morning.
今天早上你来了。
It is because you want the Lord with all your heart.
因为你要尽心的要得着神自己。
I hope it is.
我盼望这是事实。
Because if you have that desire.
因为如果你真的有这个渴慕呢。
If you want Him.
如果你要他。
No matter how weak you are.
无论你多么的软弱。
No matter how difficult your circumstances.
无论你的处境是多么的艰难。
No matter how crazy and mixed up you feel.
无论你感觉自己是多么的疯狂或者多么的混杂。
No matter how much the road ahead of you looks like a dead end.
无论前面的路是怎样看来是死路一条。
In the gospel is the power of God to salvation.
在福音里头是要叫一切要救一切相信的。
Oh, I would love to know what you're thinking right now.
我很想知道在你心里头你正在想什么。
Some of you might be sleeping.
有一些人可能是睡觉。
Some of you might be making excuses.
有一些人可能是找借口。
You know, I heard the gospel preached by Billy Graham or one of his associates.
我听过戈培尼或者跟他的同工的讲过一个福音。
A long time ago, before I was a Christian.
很多年前我这样听这个传福音的事。
And while they were preaching,
当他们这样传福音的时候
I was saying to myself, this doesn't apply to me.
我就对自己讲了、这个跟我是不能够应用的。
This doesn't apply to me.
跟我在我身上不能够应用的。
This is not for me.
不是跟我适合的对我来讲。
And I refused to listen.
我就咀嚼去听了。
I disqualified myself.
我就把自己淘汰了。
Anybody here doing that?
在座有没有一些人正在做这个呢?
Are you saying the power of God to salvation? Yes, but not for me.
是不是你说神的大能是福音，但是不是为我的?
No, my circumstances. You don't understand my circumstances.
不不不，你根本就不明白我的处境。
Or you might be saying, well, I've tried.
你可能也说我尝试过。
I spoke to a man who said, I asked him if he believed in Jesus.
我跟一个人讲，我就问他：“你相信耶稣吗？”
He said, "I was baptized."
他说：“我已经受浸了。”
But it didn't work.
但是不成的，没用的。
I said, "No, it doesn't." But he does.
他说，这个受浸本身是不行的，但是呢，这位神自己是行的。
You might have tried something.
你可能做过一些事情。
But have you come to him?
Sorry. Pardon.
You might have tried something and it failed. But have you come to him?
你可能尝试过一些东西，但是你曾否真的来到他面前，他自己那里？
I have never known anybody.
我没有认识任何的一个人。
Who has given their life to Christ and said, Christ let me down.
他们说我把自己奉献给神，完全的奉献给神，交给神，但是神叫我非常的失望。
I knew one man who walked with God for 40 years.
我认识一个人，他跟神同行有40年。
At the end of 40 years, he said, I have only one complaint.
在他人生40年之完结的时候，他说从来没有一次神亏待我。
He said, God is too good.
神是太好了。
He is too good.
他是太好了。
That was all he could say.
这就是他能够所讲的。
The gospel is for you.
这个福音是为你的。
The power of God unto salvation.
要救一切相信的。
It is a glorious gospel.
是个荣耀的福音。
It is Christ.
是基督自己。
God so loved the world that he gave his only son.
神爱世人，把他自己的独生子赐给世人。
Here is the power of God to salvation.
这里就是神的大能要救一切相信的。
That's a wonderful thing.
是个很奇妙的事。
Don't be deceived.
不要被迷惑。
Don't settle for anything less.
不要被欺骗，不要为说比这个真实的福音少一点的就满足了。
Don't choose religion.
不要选择宗教。
Choose Christ.
选择基督自己。
Don't give your heart to a man.
不要把你的心给任何的一个人。
Give it to him.
把你的心给他。
What a privilege we have.
这是多么一个特权，我们能够这样。
To lay down our lives at the feet of the Lord Jesus.
能够把我们的生命在主的脚前放下来。
He said, As my Father has loved me, so have I loved you.
他说，父神怎样爱我，我就怎样爱你。
So will you not come to him?
你会不会不想到他跟前呢？
Here is the power of God.
这里就是神的大能。
Here is the deliverance.
这里就是拯救了。
Here is the way through.
这里就是哪条路。
You know, in the Old Testament,
你知道在旧约，
we have the picture of the tabernacle.
我们有一个会幕的图画。
Now, if you're not familiar with the tabernacle was a tent.
如果你不认识会幕，会幕就是好像一个帐幕一样。
And surrounding the tabernacle was a fence.
在那个帐幕的周围有一个篱笆。
And inside the tabernacle was a place that was called the Holy of Holies.
在这个会幕里头最尽头呢，有一个叫至圣所。
And in this most holy place, the glory of God was known.
在这个至圣所里头有神自己的同在。
So there was a fence.
所以有泥巴
and a gate.
有门
not really a gate, a curtain.
不是一个真实的门，而是一个幔子。
And then when you came to the tent inside,
然后你进到这个会幕的里头，
there was another curtain which was the way in.
有另外一个幔子你能够进去的。
And if you went in there, there was another that led into the most holy place.
你再进去有另外一个幔子就引你进到那个至圣所圣中至圣。
So you could stand outside.
所以你能够站在外面。
And you could say, well.
然后你说好啊。
There's a fence.
那里有个篱笆。
I can't go in.
我不能够进去。
It's all closed.
都是关闭的。
No entry.
没有进入的。
And when you look at that curtain across the opening, you just say, well, no entry.
如果你看见这个幔子，你就觉得没有通路啊。
Was that the message?
是不是你所要的信息呢？
No.
不是。
That curtain was all, each of the curtains was the same.
每一个幔子都是一样的。
They were blue and purple and scarlet and white.
他们都是蓝的、紫的、白的。
And when you looked at that curtain, there was a message in the curtain.
你看见这个幔子呢？这个幔子本身要给你一个信息。
The message was not keep out.
这个信息不是说禁止你进来。
The message was this is the way in.
那个信息就是说，通过这里你就能够进到里头。
Because that curtain represented the Lord Jesus.
因为整个幔子本身是代表主基督自己。
How did it represent the Lord Jesus?
你怎样去代表表达主基督呢
？Well, it was made of blue thread.
是用那个蓝线来组成的。
And we know where we see the blue mostly.
我们知道我们在那里看见蓝色。
Because the Lord Jesus came from heaven.
因为主耶稣是从天而来的。
We were born.
我们是出生。
He was sent.
但是呢，他是被差遣的。
We came into the world in a natural way.
我们进到这个世界是通过自然的方式。
But in him we see incarnation. God became man.
但是在他身上我们看见是道成肉身，神成为人。
This is the blue.
这是这个蓝色线所指的。
And there was purple.
然后有紫色。
Because purple is the color of kings.
因为紫色是代表君王的颜色。
And because the Lord Jesus came as the king of the Jews.
因为主耶稣来是做犹太人的王而来的。
And as the king of kings and lord of lords.
他并且是个万王之王，万主之主。
He said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
他说从天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Would you like to serve somebody like that?
你要不要服侍这一好像这一位的王呢？
If I told you that I was working for the Prime Minister, I'm sure you'd be impressed.
如果告诉你我是跟那个首相服侍他的工作的，你会不会感觉很美好呢
？You are serving the Prime Minister.
你自己是为首相去效劳的
？Well, no, I'm not.
不，我不是。
But I'm serving God.
但是我是服侍神的。
I'm serving Him who is the King of all kings.
我是服侍那位是万王之王的。
Are you impressed?
你感觉很特别吗
？This is your privilege also.
这也是你的特权。
That is the purple.
这是那个紫色。
Now we have the scarlet.
另外有个红色。
That red thread.
这个红色的线呢
？And we understand what that means.
我们也明白这个代表什么
？Because the very name of the Lord Jesus tells us about that.
因为主耶稣的名字本身也告诉我们这个意思是什么
？You shall call his name Jesus because he shall save his people from their sins.
你要叫他名字叫耶稣，因为他要把自己的百姓从罪恶里头拯救出来。
Now, if you were Jewish, you understood immediately what that meant.
如果你是犹太人，你就立刻明白这句话的意思是什么
？Because a Jew was educated by God.
因为犹太人是被神所教导的。
And they understood that without the shedding of blood, there was no remission of sin.
因为他们都知道，如果没有流血，罪就不得赦免。
And if he is to be a savior from sin, then there must be bloodshed.
因为他是要作为罪人的救主，他一定要流血。
And John said, "Behold the Lamb of God."
约翰说，看啊，神的羔羊。
Here is the blood that will be shed.
这里就是这个血要流出来了。
Here is the life that will be laid down.
这个说是一个生命要被舍弃的。
And laid down for what?
为什么舍弃呢？
Laid down because of our filthiness.
为着我们的肮脏污秽而舍弃。
Because of our pride.
因着我们的骄傲而舍弃。
Because of our rebellion.
为着我们的反叛而舍弃。
Because we don't give a damn about God.
因为我们从来没有把神所该得的给神。
And rather than casting us into hell without a second thought, and justly so. Rather than casting us into hell.
与其把这些丢到地狱里头。
He came and died.
他却为我们这班本来要丢到地狱里头的人死。
And this death was not some simple academic sort of thing.
这一个不是一些理性或者学术上头脑上的知识。
It was not as if, you know, just some symbol being enacted over there in the corner.
也不是说一些要扮演的一些表达出来。
No, the scripture said, he became sin for us.
那是很真实的，圣经说，他为我们成为罪。
That means that your filthiness was put upon him.
就是说你的污秽就放在他身上。
And he said, I will take that.
然后他说我就要把这个担上来。
And I will carry that into the judgment of God.
我被把这些都担在身上去面对神的审判。
This is the scarlet.
这就是那个红色。
And the white thread, we understand.
那是个白色的线。
Because no life was ever lived like this life.
因为从来没有生命好像这个生命所活出来的。
No life so pure.
没有一个生命是这么的纯洁的。
No life so good.
没有一个生命是这么的美好的。
No life so perfect.
这么良善，这么完美的。
No life so complete.
这么完整的。
No life so balanced.
没有这个生，没有一个生命好像这个生命这么平衡的。
No life so glorious.
好像这个生命的荣耀。
Not an action wrong.
没有一个行动是错的。
Not a word out of place.
没有一句话是不该讲的。
Not a thought with the merest shadow of sin upon it.
没有一个思想有任何一点一丝的罪的影儿的。
No life like this life.
没有一个生命好像这个生命。
Here is the way.
这里就是那条路。
You look at this curtain at the tabernacle.
你看见这个会幕这个幔子。
And you don't say no entry.
你不是说不可以进来。
You say I have found the way.
你乃是说我已经找到这条路了。
He is the way.
这个就是那条路。
Here is my path to salvation.
这个就是我进到救恩的那个路。
Here is what I always was looking for and never realized.
这个就是我一直都要寻找，一直都不知道的。
I thought the answer lay in myself.
我以为那个问题是在我自己本身。
I thought maybe by my own efforts I could do it.
我以为我靠着自己我可能成功的。
I thought maybe if I try very, very hard.
或许我想如果我很尽力很努力去做
Maybe if I'm sincere
如果我是真诚诚恳的
If you're sincere, it's good
如果你是诚恳的这是好的
But you might be very sincere
但是你可能是非常的诚恳
But you're not putting your trust in Jesus
但是你却没有把你的信靠放在主身上
So what is your sincerity?
那么你的真诚是什么呢
A man sits upon a railway track
一个人他坐在那个火车轨道上
he's very sincere.
他是非常的真诚的
He sincerely believes there are no trains.
他非常真诚的相信没有火车来的
But there are trains.
但是有火车来
And sincerity is nothing.
在这个情况真诚是不代表什么
Truth is everything.
真理却是一切
We need truth.
我们需要真理
He is the way, He is the truth.
他就是道路，他就是真理。
It is the power of God to salvation.
是神的大能要救一切相信。
It is Christ come.
是基督自己来。
For everyone who believes.
对每一个相信的人。
You know what that word brings?
你知道这个带的字是什么意思呢？
Some of you, maybe.
你知道这个字要带来什么意思呢
Some of you heard that word for everyone who believes.
有一些人他可能听过很多或者他知道那些所谓什么叫相信。
And you said, oh dear.
你说
My faith is not strong.
我的信心是不强的。
I don't have enough faith.
我没有足够的信心。
I would like to have more faith.
我希望我有足够的信心。
But it's only for those who believe and I'm not that sort of person.
这只是为着那些真实很足够的信心人相信但是我不够信心
If you're thinking like that,
如果你这样想的话呢
you're on the wrong track.
你就错了
That's not what it means.
这个字在这里不是这个意思
When we hear that word believes,
当我们听见这个相信这个字的时候
When we read that this is from faith to faith,
当我们读到是以至于信本于信以至于信的时候
The message is thatWell, what I was going to say is that this word opens up to us the ocean of God's grace.
当我们读到这句话的时候，其实这个句话要把我们打开，像做一个神，好像大海一般的这么丰满的恩典里头。
Why is it by faith?
为什么要靠信心？
It is because this work of God, this salvation, is all of grace.
因为这个救恩，神的救恩是完全是根据恩典的。
You can add nothing.
你能够加， you can, 什么都不能够加。
You can do nothing.
你不能够做什么。
You must come with empty hands.
你必须带着空的手而来的。
And you simply trust
你就简单的信靠
in what has already been accomplished,
那些已经成就的
out of a glorious heart of love,
是从神荣耀的爱的心里头来的
That is what the faith is about.
这就是那个信心
When you hear faith,
当你听见信心这个字
you know that it's faith because it's grace.
你知道这个是信心因为这个是恩典
Now does the grace of God reach you?
是神的恩典临到你
Will the grace of God bring you into an exceedingly good land?
神的恩典是否能够把你带在这个最美好美好的地方？
Oh yes.
是啊。
That is what the grace of God is for.
这就是神的恩典的目的。
The grace of God brings you into that exceedingly good land.
是神的恩典把你带到这个美好之地。
By simple faith in Him.
在他里头简单的信心。
By simply resting upon the Lord Jesus and all that He has accomplished.
就是简单的安息于主基督已经成就的救恩。
By laying down your life before Him.
把你的生命完全的放在他里头。
There is the answer. And in that simplicity.
完全的给他，这就是答案，这个就是这么简单。
That simplicity is the power of God to salvation.
就是在这个单纯的简单里头，你就看见神的大能。
Do you want that salvation?
你要这个救恩吗
？Do you want to go the whole way?
你要完全的到那里吗
？Are you satisfied with where you are?
你为着你现在的光景，你满足吗
？Are you complete already?
你是不是已经完全
？Is your life perfect?
你的生命是不是完美呢
？Is it complete?
你的人生是不是完美？是不是完整呢
？Or are you on a journey?
还是你要一个旅程
？And are you going the whole way?
并且你来到这里
，What a glorious message for those who are going the whole way!
要把它走完，这个整个旅程的荣耀是在哪里呢
？It is the power of God to take you there.
是神的大能要带你进到那里。
Now we said we can't.Pick and choose in the gospel.
我们说过，我们不能够在福音里头再挑选哪一部分。
So we read a little bit further.
我们再读下去。
And we read Paul. We read that Paul says, "For the Jew first."
那么我们在看的时候，保罗讲到先是犹太人。
Well, let's pass over that, shall we?
我们就可以把它越过了，是不是
？I don't like the sound of that.
我不喜欢这个声音。
I will ignore the Jews.
我会不理那些犹太人。
I'm not Jewish. I have no interest in them.
因为我不是犹太人，我对他们也没有兴趣。
But the Lord said, but Paul says, for the Jew first.
但是保罗说，先是犹太人。
Why does he say that?
为什么他这样讲呢
？Why does he say that here?
为什么他这里讲呢
？Well, he says that because God has chosen that nation.
他在这里这样讲，因为神本来。拣选犹太人。
No, I'm sorry to say this.
我好像很遗憾的这样讲。
But he didn't choose the Chinese.
他没有拣选中国人。
And he certainly didn't choose us.
他肯定没有拣选澳洲人。
He chose the Jews.
他拣选犹太人呢。
Is that okay with you?
对你来讲，可以吧。
Maybe that offends you.
可能这个会得罪你是吗
？Maybe you feel uncomfortable with that.
你可能对这个感觉不舒服吗
？Maybe you said, "Oh, that's the Old Testament."
你可能说、啊、这只是旧约。
We're leaving all that behind.
我们都把旧约完全放在后面。
Well, you might leave it behind, but God is not.
你可能可以把旧约放在后面，但是神自己没有。
This is the New Testament we're reading.
这是我们所读的新约。
And Paul says to the Jew first.
但是保罗却说先是犹太人。
That Christ came for these people first before us.
基督来是先为着他们。
Is that okay with you?
对你来讲可以吗
？Or does that offend you?
或者得罪你呢
？Why did he do that?
为什么他这样做呢
？Because he is God.
因为他是神。
And because he can choose.
因为他能够
And because he does choose.
并且他真的拣选。
And you look at the Jews and say, but they're no good.
你看看犹太人，你觉得他们不好。
We are much better.
我们比他们更好。
We have an ancient civilization.
我们有很古老的一个文明。
We have literature and art.
我们在文学或者艺术上有很多成就。
We have a glorious culture.
我们有个很荣耀的文化。
And we're a very proud people.
我们是很自豪的一群人。
He should have chosen us.
他应当。
But he didn't. He chose the Jews. And if you object to that, then there's a big problem for you. Because you've just taken a big lump out of the gospel. We say, why did he choose the Jews? Why one nation?
为什么只是一个国家呢?
And why even today is he still committed to that nation, even though they don't believe in him?
为什么今天甚至他们还完全不相信神，但是神仍旧要看顾这个民族呢?
And you know where we've come now?
你知道我们从哪里来了现在?
We've come into something marvelous.
我们是要来到一些非常荣耀大的事情。
We've come into this whole matter of God's sovereignty.
我们来到这个神的权柄,
that God chooses before the foundation of the world.
神从创立世界之前他就拣选。
And there's no understanding of his choices.
没有人能够明白他的拣选。
That his choices are according to his own wisdom.
他的拣选就是根据他自己的智慧。
And for those who are chosen, grace, grace, grace is all that can be said.
那些他所拣选的，我们只能够说就是恩典，恩典，恩典。
Now, if you say, well, God should not choose the Jews.
但是你说神不应该拣选犹太人。
There should be more democracy.
应该更多的民主。
There should be more equality.
应该更多的平等。
Then you've got a problem.
那么你就有问题了。
Because God chose you.
但是神拣选你啊。
Before the foundation of the world.
在创立世界之前他拣选你啊。
And he chose you in Christ.
他在基督里头拣选你啊。
And what are you going to say about that?
你对这个要讲什么呢?
Well, he shouldn't have.
你说他不应该拣选。
Shouldn't he have?He should have.
他应该拣选。
Because if he did not choose you, you could not know him.
因为如果他不拣选你，你根本就不认识他。
Because Jesus said, "No one comes to me except my Father draws him."
主说，如果不是父所带来拣选，没有一个人能够到我这里来。
You say, "Well, I like the idea of being in Christ."
你说啊，我喜欢在基督里这个概念。
But I'm uncomfortable with this idea of election.
但是我对拣选这个概念很不舒服。
Oh,
是这样吗?
That's a problem.
有问题了。
Because if you're in Christ,
因为如果你在基督里呢?
He is eternal.
他是永恒的。
And if you're in him,
如果你在他里头,
you're in him forever.
你就永远在他里头。
There is something about the death of Christ.
关于基督的死
that we cannot understand.
有一些东西我们不明白的。
When did the Lord Jesus die?
基督几时死呢?
Well, we can look at our history and we can say we know the year in which he died.
我们能够在人类的历史里头，我们看见在那个年份里头他死了。
But there is an aspect of that death which did not take place in time.
但是在这个死里头，有一些的东西好像在时间里头没有发生的。
That he was slain before the foundation of the world.
他是从创世之先已经是被杀了。
That death was the crossroads of time and eternity.
这个死是跟时间和永恒之间的交汇点。
And in Christ you died.
在基督里头你死了。
And in Christ you rose again.
在基督里头你复活了。
When did that happen?
这个在什么时候发生呢？
Before the foundation of the world,
在创立世界根基之前发生。
Chosen in Him,
被他拣选的时候。
What a gospel!
是什么的福音
？What a message!
多么美好荣耀的信息
！To the Jew first,
先是犹太人。
Because God chooses,
因为神拣选。
And nobody can answer Him and say you should not have done it.
没有人能够回答他说你不应该这样做。
Are you going to argue with him?
你要跟他争辩吗?
Or are you going to rejoice?
还是你要喜乐?
And you're going to say, look at this Jewish nation.
然后你说你看看这些这个犹太的国家。
Look at these people.
看看这些民族。
And look at our God.
看看我们的神
who keeps covenant over millennia,
他是守约的，千千年后他也守约的
who does not make a promise that he does not keep,
他不会做一个应许他不持守的。
And even if it's 1,000 years, 2,000 years, 5,000 years later, he will keep that promise.
1,000年, 2,000年, 5,000年, 他都要持守他的应许。
He said to the Jews, I will be your God.
他跟犹太人说，我要做你的神。
He said, I make a covenant with you.
他说，我跟你们立约。
I will put my spirit within you.
我要把我的灵放在你里头。
And all shall know me.
并且所有人都要认识我。
From the least to the greatest.
从自小的到自大的。
He's going to fulfill that.
他要成就这个应许。
That nation.
这一个民族。
Among all the nations.
在众民族的中间。
God will use as a witness.
他要神要用这个民族做一个见证。
And he will use them to show the world.
并且要用他们对世界来显明。
Who he is.
谁是神，神是谁。
What his grace is.
什么叫恩典。
What sin means to him.
罪对他来讲是什么
？And how mightily he can save.
他是可以怎样的大能的去做拯救
？It is a glorious thing.
这是一个荣耀的事情。
It is a wonderful and exciting thing.
是一件奇妙很叫人兴奋的事情。
And we are part of this.
我们在其中有一份。
Also called.
我们是这样被呼召。
Also chosen.
那些被召的也是被拣选的。
The righteousness of God is revealed in the gospel.
神的义在福音里头显明出来。
All of the glory of God is seen in the gospel.
神的荣耀在福音里头被看见。
And if we will live,
并且我们会活了。
If we will serve God,
我们要服侍神。
Then it will be only by faith.
这个只能够要靠信。
That is to say, we will fully embrace everything in the gospel.
我们就说靠着信，我们就完全把整个福音拥抱了。
We will fully embrace all of what he has said.
我们要把他所说的整个拥抱过来。
I will say, I am a sinner.
我要说我是个罪人。
There is nothing good in me.
在我里头没有良善。
I can have no confidence in myself.
我对自己毫无信心。
Not in my wisdom.
对我的智慧毫无信心。
Not in my desires even.
甚至对我说。我所喜爱的所渴望的没有信心
Not in my motives
甚至我的动机
Nothing
完全没有
I will trust in him
我要完全的信靠神自己
He has called me
他已经呼召我了
He has chosen me
他已经拣选我了
I died in Christ
我在基督里头死了
You know one lady said I believe that the Lord chose me before I was born
有个女士她说我相信在我出生以前神已经拣选我了。
She said he must have.
她说她一定有已经的。
Because since I've been born, there's nothing that would make him want to choose me.
因为在我出生以后在我里面都没有任何的东西叫他会喜欢拣选我的。
Are you chosen?
你有没有被拣选
Now maybe some of you are sitting here and saying,
可能有一些在座的你会说
What if you're not chosen?
那如果你没有被拣选怎么办
？What if you're not chosen？
如果他没有拣选我怎么办
？Oh, the word, the scripture has something to say to you.
主的话，圣经有一些话要向你说的。
If you say I cannot come because I am not chosen，
如果你说我不能够来到神那里，因为我没有被拣选
，There's no hope for me。
对我来讲没有盼望了。
Because if I'm not chosen, I can't come。
因为我没有被拣选，所以我不能够来到神面前。
You've forgotten the other arm of the gospel。
你就没有注意到另外一部分的圣经
，which says for everyone who believes，
圣经说对所相信的每一个人
，you are called，
你是呼召被呼召
，if you are lost，
如果你是失落了
，if on the judgment day you fall，
在这个审判的日子你倒下来了
，you will not blame God，
你不会埋怨神的。
You will blame yourself and yourself alone.
你要埋怨自己，并且只有你自己。
Because you refuse the word of God.
因为是你自己拒绝神的话。
Because you put it off.
因为你是把它推掉。
Because you said not now, not today.
因为是你自己说，不是现在，不是今天。
You said it once, you said it again, and you said it again until you became deaf to the word.
你一天这样说，再一天这样说，再一次这样说，一直到你死的日子。
And the scripture says there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
圣经说，到那个时候要有哀哭切齿。
The scripture says, come.
圣经说来啊。
The scripture calls you to believe.
圣经来叫你相信。
You see a narrow gate before you.
你看见前面有个窄门在你面前。
And over the gate it says, whoever will may come.
在这个窄门上面说，任何人想来就来了。
And you are called to come.
你是被呼召进去的。
Don't make excuses.
不要为自己找借口。
We can all come.
我们都能够去的。
We can all believe.
我们都能够去相信的。
And we can all go the whole distance.
我们都能够完全的走完完全的旅程的。
None of us will have an excuse for falling short.
没有一个人有一个借口说走到一半的。
Because the only excuse you could bring would be, oh, the grace of God was not sufficient.
你只有一个借口就是说神的恩典不够。
And I'm afraid that when you see his face, you won't want to say that.
我恐怕你到神面前看他面的时候，面见他的时候，你不会这样讲，不敢这样讲。
All of us can come.
任何人都能够来。
When we come through that narrow gate.
当我们讲走过，通过这个窄门。
And we come into this glorious salvation.
我们进到这个荣耀的救恩里头。
And we find the mystery of God.
我们就发现神的奇妙，他的神迹，奥秘。
And we look back.
然后我们回头看
，and we look at that gate from the other side.
我们就看看这个门，但是从另外一个方向来看
，and we'll see written over that gate, chosen in Him.
然后我们就看见这个门上面写着，在他里头被拣选
，and we'll say, I don't understand.
然后我们说啊，我不明白啊。
But what joy fills my heart!
但是多么大的喜乐充满我的心啊
！If I'm chosen in Him.
如果是被他里头，在他里头被拣选的
，What shall separate me from the love of God？
有什么再能够把我跟神的爱隔开呢
？What can hinder me from seeing His face？
有什么还能够难阻我看他的面呢
？If the power of God is with me，
如果神的大能是跟我在一起的话
，Then surely I can overcome。
肯定的，我能够得胜的。
If the grace of God is sufficient,
如果神的恩典是足够的话
，then surely I will be presented faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy.
肯定的，我是因着神的大能，能够毫无瑕疵的被呈到神的面前，带着很多的喜乐跟荣耀。
We have much to look forward to.
我们有很多事可以期待着要继续看。
You might be looking forward to your lunch.
你可能期待着你的午餐
But we can look beyond that.
但是我们能够看
We can look to when we shall see His face.
我们能够看我们几时看见他的面
When we shall leave this valley of tears behind.
当我们几时走过这个流泪谷
And the complexity and the confusion of it all.
并且在里头许多的混乱挣扎
Paul said this is just for a moment.
保罗说这个只是短暂的时间
It's only a lifetime, it's not much.
只是一生之久，最多就一生之久，不是很长。
But then we will know him.
然后我们真的认识他。
Even as he knows us.
就好像他认识我。
And we shall be with him forever.
我们就跟他永远在一起。
And nothing shall separate us from him.
没有什么能够把我们跟他隔开。
We just briefly turn over into Colossians.
我们就翻开哥罗西书第二章。
Chapter 2 of Colossians. For I want you to know what a great conflict I have for you and those in Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father.And of Christ.
哥罗西书第二章第一节到第二节，我愿意你们晓得，我为你们和老底家人，并一切没有与我亲自见面的人，是何等的尽心竭力，要叫他们的心得安慰，因爱心互相联络，以这丰丰足足在悟性中有充足的信心，使他们真知道神的奥秘，就是基督。
See this, Paul says, the all riches of the full assurance of understanding.
看这个所基督的神所基督的一切智慧之心都在他里面藏着。
To the knowledge of the mystery of God.
使他们真知道神的奥秘。
Now, I don't know how you react to that.
就是基督，我不知道你怎样去反应。
But this mystery of God is wonderful.
但是这个神的奥秘呢，是很奇妙的。
And to enter into this.
是进到里头呢。
To come to understanding.
是来到一个领悟。
Not understanding of men's things.
不是人头脑的领悟。
But understanding what God has done.
乃是领悟去认识神所已经做的。
Understanding all the aspects of this glorious gospel of Christ.
认识这个神已经成就的救恩，基督的荣耀是多么的荣耀。
And coming to the full assurance that that will bring.
来到认识这一个充足的信心。
Because in Christ, it says, are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
因为在基督里头是基础一切的智慧和知识的。
And verse 6,
第六节。
As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him.
你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行。
When we come to the Lord Jesus,
当我们来到主耶稣那里，
we come to the Lord Jesus.
我们真的是来到主耶稣那里。
The gospel is not a calling to a thing or to a state, but to a person.
福音不是把我们带到一个东西，也不是把我们带到一个景况，而是把我们带到一个哪一位面前。
We come to the Lord Jesus.
我们是来到主耶稣那里。
And so Paul says, well, that's what the beginning was.
保罗说这就是那个开端。
Continue.
并且要继续。
With the Lord Jesus.
继续跟主耶稣在一起。
Rooted in him.
在他里面生根建造。
That's where the roots are.
就是你的心得坚固。
Being built up in him.
在他里面被建造，
established in the faith，
在信心里头被建立。
So this is the gospel，
这就是福音。
This is where it brings us，
就是这个要把我们带进的光景。
This is the fullness of the gospel，
这就是福音的丰满。
Paul said to the Romans， I long to come to you in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ。
保罗对罗马的信徒说，我们要把跟你们分享这个丰满的福音，在基督里面荣耀的福音。
The mystery of God，
神的奥秘。
Every treasure of wisdom and knowledge，
一切所宝贵的那些智慧跟知识。
The power of God for all who believe，
神的大能对那些相信的。
Come，
来吧。
Father， we thank you and bless you for the gospel of your dear Son。
我们感谢你，赞美你，为着你亲爱的儿子的福音。
There is nothing that can hinder us when you are for us。
你为着我们，就没有任何的东西能够难阻我们。
When your love has been declared so abundantly and so plainly in your Son。
当你的爱是这么的丰满，这么表白的，在你的爱子里头显明出来的时候。
How can we love our sin more than him?
我们怎能够爱我们的罪多过爱他呢？
How can we love ourselves more than him?
我们怎能够爱我们自己多过爱他呢？
How can we think that we are the ones that should be upon the throne and not him?
我们怎能够叫我们自己在自己的宝座上，而不是让他坐在宝座上呢？
Lord, I ask that you would plead with every heart here.
我们求你向每一个心说话。
That every barrier would be thrown down。
你这每一个难阻阻碍都是被丢出去。
Every excuse rejected。
每一个借口都会被拒绝。
All laziness rebuked。
每一个懒惰都被责备。
And you would teach us, Lord, to stand up and to go forward。
你的主，你教导我们起来往前走。
Unashamed of the gospel。
不以福音为耻。
Knowing that here is the power that will bring us all the way to your presence.
知道在这里，你要带我们进到所有的锋芒里头。
Lord, we bless your wonderful name.
主，我们要称颂你奇妙的名。
And pray that you would complete all that you have begun.
我们祷告你成就一切你已经开始的工作。
We ask in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣宝贵的名祷告。阿门。